Okay, it's 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
I have a couple of additions. In new business, I have a daycare request for consideration of new flooring better suited to the childcare facility. And in new business, item number three, I have the bridge repair tenders that we received.
Okay. Can we have a mover for the agenda, please? Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor? Okay, everyone had a chance to read the minutes. Can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Good.
Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financials. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26085 to 26096 and other 0392 to 0408. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for your amount not to exceed $96,762.79. A mover, please.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
This is for the two paychecks. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments. Other 0409 to 0410. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed 3,086.83. Mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Departments. Department reports. Public Works, you have it in there from February 11th. Utility, there is none. It'll be next meeting. Bylaw, the same, and building, the same. Reports of committees. They are White Mall Two Rivers Services to Seniors is in your package. Eastman Regional Municipal Committee and the North Eastman Municipal Forum. Verbal reports of committees. Deputy Reeve Honke?
I had the Handy Transit, not in my report will be at next meeting. I sent it to Lacey and everything. So.
Councilor McDougall?
We just had waste management yesterday. Pretty good team there working on a procurement policy, and everything is on. Looks is normal there.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I had Eastman Vocational Training Committee. Did this get into?
It's on Facebook,
yeah.
And the website.
Okay, well, if it's on, because there's a, it was an informational session for Lac de Bonnie. It was last night, so if it wasn't on there and nobody attended, so be it. But that's, yeah, and there, and actually, we've got some LPNs going through. There's 25 of them, I think, and they'll be completed at the end of this year for the first course out of Beausejour, which is really a big deal when we're not getting the health department to really push it. It's being pushed by the municipalities. And I think they'll start up another one, and they want to start up a nurse's aid one. And they're also looking at childcare or help, you know, for the childcare facilities. So other than that, that's about it. Okay. There is no public hearing. There's no delegation. Communications. Elma Community Club, request for letter of support recognizing events held February 27th, March 13th, and the 27th as a community event. Well, we've done this all along. That's just we don't really need to give a resolution for that, do we?
No, I just I included the letter that I drafted.
Yeah.
In your package.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
For them to get a liquor license, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two, Lac Da Bonnie and District Chamber of Commerce, 4th Annual Job Volunteer Fair. That's an that's informational. That's in April, I think, isn't it? I can't remember, but it doesn't matter. Everybody has it in their package, so that's fine. Number three, Species of Risk Consultation and Engagement Team, proposed amendments to the list of wildlife species at risk invitation for comments. So that's in your package. That's open for comments. Anybody's got any comments, you can send it back to them. But if you look at what's in there, it all looks pretty good. But you may have comments. Number four, White Shell Laboratories Regional Gathering 2025. I think that was sent out to all of us. It's more of an update to the meeting that we were all present at. That's what that is. Number five, Federation of Canadian Municipalities 2026 Annual Conference. That's FCM. And Lacey, I think we should be discussing that maybe at our budget.
Okay.
See what that would cost us to attend. Is that fine?
Yep.
June 4th to the 7th in Edmonton, eh?
Is that where it is? Yeah, okay.
Next year in Winnipeg, I believe.
The year after.
Yeah. And you have early bird pricing until April 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Number six, we're going to go into in camera with. Okay. It's a privacy request. Number seven, residents concerned potential sidewalk and encroachment. You got anything on that?
I can find out the possible solutions and we can approach it like we have others where we require a legal survey if that's what council would like and then come back to you with
suggestions on what we should do.
Yep.
Where somewhere that satisfies everyone. Okay. Unfinished business. Lagoon borrowing bylaws. So we're still working on that with the federal government, trying to find and see if we can secure any more dollars. So that's still being worked on by admin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, same with waterline south of Elma. That, again, was an inquiry from a ratepayer that I think admin is looking at and working on it. Maybe you can give us a little update on that.
Yeah, we're still looking at a few of the items. It's kind of unique, almost like a joint venture type thing, so we need some more information.
Okay. Number three is the zoning bylaw we have on your table to February, but that's going to be later because there's a lot of things on the go tabled at this time. Number four, senior elections official for 2026 elections. Position has been advertised. We still haven't got anybody, right?
No, we just reposted it. It's open. There's training coming in March, and there's also virtual training in April. So if anybody is interested, there will be training for it.
Okay. Number five, White Mouth Reynolds Planning District dissolution. I'm not too sure where that is. Duncan, do you have anything on that?
Hey, well, actually, we're waiting on some new information at our next meeting, which is on the 9th of March.
Okay, great. Okay. 2026 general election. I think what we've got there, we've got all the guidelines now and all the dates on when you can start, you know, when your papers have to be in and all that stuff. And also there's training in that same department, right?
Yep.
Okay. Then number seven is the land sales. I don't think we have to go into camera for this because it's we, the land sales, the offers have been accepted. Okay. New business, handy van. And that is, do I have to pull it up?
We recently had one of our handy van drivers say that they're looking to step back from the rotation and just be available maybe casually or on an emergency basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just looking for direction as to how council wants to proceed, if they're looking to, if they want us to put some advertisements out to seek new drivers, if you want casuals, if you want some more added to rotation, or if you want us to kind of just reach out to the current drivers and see what they need.
Well, yeah, I like that we still have casual drivers. I mean, it's important that someone, you know, if they're stepping down from the rotation and they still could fill in here and there, that's great. But I also like asking the current drivers what they need.
I agree.
And then we can see from there. Anybody else?
So we'll just advertise for business jobs?
Yeah, we can advertise, sure.
If we need.
If we need.
Maybe the current drivers would like more hours.
Yeah, let's reach out to them. I have no idea.
And why don't we sort of just expedite it? If the current drivers do say that we should hire somebody, then just go ahead with the admin.
Sure.
If we all agree, admin should put the posting out.
Yeah. Then we don't have to wait.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to wait any longer then. Yeah. We don't have to wait for another meeting to say yes.
Yeah.
That's good. That works good. Then we have a new business daycare request for consideration of new flooring better suited to a daycare facility. Again, whatever we do there, we have to go with the procurement policy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can look at that. And, we'll have to go.
Is that a budget item?
That would be.
More just as much.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay. A quick glance.
It's a budget item.
Numbers, that's a budget item.
Pardon?
Quick glance at some of the numbers, I'll say.
All added to the budget discussions.
Yeah, it's a budget number. Okay. Oh, one more I missed. Okay, it's the bridge repair tenders received, number 3. Again, that's going to go. Are we going to discuss that at the budget, or can we do it here?
Sorry, and I hate to backtrack to the daycare. And this was a late item. I haven't had a full chance to review this. But in the first paragraph, I see what the issue is and why they want new. And I realize the warranty has run out on this. But can we ask admin, or would we be able to try and see if we can get warranty? I mean, it's still virtually new. And the way they state the problems with it, really unfortunate that if we have to cover the cost, and maybe they would make an exception. I just think at minimum we should ask.
Yeah, we can certainly ask. We struggled to get them to do the repairs to begin with, but we can always ask.
Was that after the warranty, the repairs?
It was after they considered it signed off on.
Yeah.
We did have a warranty, but I think it was limited to about 1 year.
It was limited to 2 years.
Long.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, Councillor McDougall, that we could ask them, because this was their work that they did.
Even negotiate if we could get it to a half.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm sure that they'll be happy to hear if there was a problem too, that they can maybe remedy in the future field.
So.
Yeah, let's check that out first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow, there's no more on this.
We just have the bridge. I did prepare a resolution from the tenders if you do see fit.
We just got that, right?
We just got it, yeah. Yeah, this.
Oh, it's right here in front of me. The these were just given to us, guys, just a couple minutes ago. Yeah. This is part of the GROW grant, and it covers 50% of our bridge costs, so which is really nice. But again, we can't sit on this too long, because if we're going to get it done, we're going to get it done.
Yeah, just a reminder that the GROW grant covers 50%. At the time, when we did the estimates, that was $132,000 and change. So of that amount, that this amount up here, that's covered. The rest would have to come from the municipality.
Now, what's our total on it?
The total.
Is that it there?
The total from the new updated cost, that's the total right there.
That's the total.
So this is the one bridge and this is the other bridge, right?
This is one bridge and this is the other bridge, yeah. Yep.
Well, we're very lucky to get that money.
And I can change this resolution so that it specifies for each bridge.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do.
Yeah. So, I can
just, yeah. Specify the bridge separately. That's better. So just to talk about that a little more, that comes, and then out of that we get $132,000, right?
Yeah.
Out of that cost. And the rest of that cost is not coming from the ratepayers, it's coming from our bridge reserve that we have built up, correct?
And these were part of the 1 to 3 year recommendations
Now we have to fix the bridges. There's so. Anybody got anything they want to add? Because this did just come to us. Pardon?
No, we've been following these bridges for years.
For years. We're very fortunate.
Put it off, but with this grant, it's just a blessing and a no-brainer, in my opinion.
And then to have the rest of the money built up.
That's right.
It's great. It's not costing anybody any money. We're getting the bridges fixed, so. Okay.
I'll make the motion.
Can we have a second there?
McDougall.
Whereas tenders for repairs to Silver Bridge and the River Hills Bridge were requested, received, and reviewed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Peer Solutions, as a successful tender at the total cost of $223,350 for the repairs to the River Hills Bridge and $77,250 for the repairs to the Silver Bridge.
Silver Bridge Road Bridge.
Yeah.
And I think my take just from these.
Pardon?
My take here, I just want to see other thoughts, but it's just aging.
You know, they're just old.
I mean, it's when we talk about repairs, it's nothing really abnormal, but.
If you leave a bridge and you don't do this, I think this is great.
Yeah.
Because you could be spending millions on a bridge.
Well, and this brings us back into the.
Well, we're back into it. We're right on board.
Cycle where you don't have to worry about things.
So we had a mover and a seconder?
Years. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Very good.
We're up again.
Yeah, this is, okay.
That was a highway down the 11th Street. Then you have to paint it.
Okay. Be it resolved, the council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 152.3 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following item, legal and personnel. And be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83.1D of the Municipal Act.
Funky.
Seconder?
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Have a great day.
See you guys.
Thanks.
See us.
Tell me when we're in. Whereas council has received a request for accommodation in regards to a small ditch on a boulevard. And whereas it is our drainage policy that routine mowing of swales, ditches, or easements in rural residential development areas that can be maintained with a standard lawnmower or handheld weed trimmer is considered the responsibility of the property owner. Now therefore be it resolved that council directs administration to have Public Works Department investigate the area of concern after the spring melt to assess. And further be it resolved that that recommendations be provided to council for consideration. A mover. Seconder.
Sterk.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carry. Pardon?
I'm abstaining.
And Mr. McDougal will abstain.
Okay, I have that marked.
Okay. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 2:12 p.m.
Honky.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.